Ever notice how feline family members take a back seat to dogs by most pet insurance companies? Yeah, that chafes me. Cats have feelings too, and it's just wrong. But hold your horses. I got some good news here. FelixCatInsurance.com is doing something about it. They call it whisker-to-tail protection. Because, look, our cats don't actually have nine lives, and accidents and things can happen anytime. Felix Cat Insurance has plan options for cats of all ages, and it covers accidents, illnesses, emergency care, and more. Best part? Plans start at under $1 per day. Customizable coverage exclusively for felines. FelixCatInsurance.com. No dogs allowed. Well, hold up. This ain't over yet. Roll that legal stuff.
Insurance is underwritten by Independence American Insurance Company and produced by Independence Pet Group. Pre-existing conditions are not covered. For all terms and limitations, visit felixcatinsurance.com/terms.
Walk the dogs, school drop-off, meetings from 10 to 3, take kids to soccer, then no time left for a jog.
When everyone else is relying on you, it's easy to put your needs last. BetterHelp connects you with a licensed therapist online, so you can show up for yourself the way you do for others. Visit betterhelp.com/positive to get 10% off your first month. That's betterhelp.com/positive.
I think we can save the wackiest for last. I think week 10 gave us wild and weird and wonderful. And of course, it's going to be the last game on national TV, and it's going to underscore that we've never quite seen a season like this in the NFL. Wow. Remember, I said to you, and I put it on Twitter as well, if you didn't join us on our Sunday night into Monday morning show, it was already an historic weekend in the NFL. It was already a weekend in which five games were settled on walk-off field goals, or as I call them, jump-around field goals. Five had never happened on a single day in league history. Well, we just got a sixth that was settled on a jump-around field goal, except that it took two tries and some dirty yellow laundry to get us to the ultimate end. And now looking at the big picture, so dust settling on week 10, we have a lot to talk about from Monday Night Football, of course, Broncos and Bills in Orchard Park. But now looking big picture, there were 14 games this weekend, 12 of them on Sunday, plus Thursday and Monday. 11 of 14 games were decided by a single score. 11 of 14 were decided by 8 points or fewer. That's amazing. And so as much as we're seeing the lack of starting quarterbacks or injuries to starting quarterbacks really hurting the offense across the board, at the same time, we're getting a level playing field. And absolutely, that's what the NFL digs. How do you explain Buffalo? We could have said the same thing about the Vikings a few weeks ago. How do you explain Minnesota after, what was it, a dozen wins last year? How do you explain these teams that appear to be full of veterans, appear to be in the middle of a window in which they should be among the best teams in either their division, which is the case for the Bills, in the conference, also the case for Buffalo, maybe even one of the best teams in the league. At least those are the expectations. But what if the expectations are too high? And so I ask myself that, but then I think, yeah, they've had injuries on defense, but what does that have to do with the offense? And why aren't they capitalizing? Why aren't they playing as well as they did last year? What's wrong? How do you explain the Buffalo Bills? But honestly, that's football. Every year, roughly half the playoff field turns over. Producer Jay and I did a video. It's on our YouTube channel. We did a video before the season kicked off in which we gave you seven new teams. It was our Stairway to Seven episode something something. Our Stairway to Seven series. And so we counted up, we stepped up seven teams that we believe will make the playoffs this year who did not make it last year. What we did not address in the video, and you can go check that out on our YouTube channel, we actually are right on point. But I digress. That's not really why I brought it up. What we didn't address in that video is the number of teams or which specific teams will not make the playoffs because they've been supplanted by seven different teams. Not in my wildest dreams would I have thought Buffalo would be part of that mix. But right now, the Bills are on the outside looking in. As in way, way on the outside looking in. Not only are the Dolphins a better team in their own division, and when I say better team, I go with record. You are what your record says you are. There's no committee. There's no college football playoff decisions. There's no rankings. Nah. It's just your record. You are what your record says you are. Here are the teams in the AFC, including the Dolphins, who are better than the Bills. Miami, Baltimore, Pittsburgh, Cleveland. Cincinnati has a better record right now, though the same number of wins. Jacksonville, Houston, Kansas City. And then you've got two teams that have the same record. Get this. The Bills have the same record as the Raiders and the Colts. That's a mess. This was a disaster on Monday Night Football for Buffalo. Of course, if you're the Broncos, you will take it. For the first time in 8 years, you have some kind of forward momentum. And the quarterback to whom you hitched your wagon to Russell Wilson's star. He finally looks like a quarterback who could be your franchise guy for a few years. It's a stunning development of Monday Night Football, and yet there were so many this weekend. Week 10 in the NFL is now in the books. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. How do you explain Buffalo? That's the question. You can find me on Twitter, A-Law Radio. Also on our Facebook page, After Hours with Amy Lawrence. Now, coming up at the top of next hour, he was part of the Westwood One broadcast along with Kevin Harlan. So no Kurt Warner tonight on Monday Night Football, but Ross Tucker has the Ross Tucker Football Podcast, and you'll see him on CBS now and then. He does Eagles broadcast preseason every now and then. He's a busy guy. I enjoyed listening to the second half with him and Kevin. And we're actually already had him scheduled on the show, making that drive from Buffalo back to Philadelphia, and he will join us to talk about this Buffalo-Denver game, but really the foobar finish for Buffalo. From the category of you can't make this stuff up. What a finish to Monday Night Football. What a finish to the football weekend. If you haven't yet taken our poll or cast your vote for Monday MVP, you can do that on our show Twitter or on my Twitter, either way, After Hours CBS or me. Though there are two members of the media named Amy Lawrence. The other Amy Lawrence is across the pond and she covers footy, as she calls it. But the number of times, I don't know her, I've never met her, but the number of times that she has had to send people my way, I think you mean this Amy Lawrence. I think you mean that Amy Lawrence. It's pretty funny. Her Twitter handle is actually Amy Lawrence with a number on the end of it. I forget the number. So it's me. It's not her.
Mind the gap.
Our phone number is 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4CBS. And just as a reminder, for those of you who missed it, coming off of a Sunday that featured 5 jump around field goals, that featured 9 games decided by a single score, we covered every single one of those games in our Sunday night show. So if you haven't checked out the podcast, we give you the reaction from the field, and then I give you my reaction. But not one game did we miss. We certainly talked about Niners, Jaguars, as well as your choice for game of the week, Browns and Ravens. So it's all in there in the podcast, and the link is available on both Twitter and Facebook. So easy to find. Once you find it, you might just want to bookmark it. The only game it does not include is the one we saw tonight. All right, let's dive in, shall we? It's After Hours here on CBS Sports Radio. We should have known it was going to be wild and wacky and crazy and convoluted when we saw the Bills' first offensive snap.
Empty set to start the game. 4 to the left, 1 to the right. Allen in the shotgun. Quick hitter to James Cook at the 25. Blockers in front, fighting for extra yardage. Ball comes out and goes over the sideline, or is it over? It's turned over. It's turned over by the Broncos. Jaquan McMillan, the nickel corner, stripped it out and recovered it before it went over the sideline. Oh my, what a start here.
25-yard line, shotgun snap to Josh Allen, sets up, packs his right arm, throws far sideline, intercepted, picked off by Moreau, leaping two-headed grab at the 50, goes down the sideline to the 40 and out of bounds. Another turnover by Buffalo. Second interception thrown by Allen, third in the first half. Turnover's the problem. Ross addressed it before the game, and Denver's going to get it with 37 seconds to go, and the ball will be placed inside the 35-yard line of the Bills at the 31.
The great Kevin Harlan on Westwood One, before that Dave Logan on Broncos Radio. The game starts with a fumble by James Cook. And before the first half is done, the Bills have turned it over 3 times. Even though the Broncos only got 6 points off those turnovers, so they have field goals in response to each of the ones you heard. The James Cook fumble, and then the second Josh Allen interception, which, by the way, was severely damaging because it happened in the final 37 seconds of the second quarter. The Broncos get 6 points there. The Bills lost by 2. Even though the Broncos failed to capitalize on the majority of the Bills' mistakes. Not all of them. Clearly in the final few seconds, they capitalized on the Buffalo mistakes. But they did not capitalize on these turnovers the way they should have. 3 of them in the first half, and Denver only managed 6 points. And yet, when a game is decided by 2, as much as you can talk about that final minute, and we will, those 6 points from the first half are just as critical. And along with that, those are three series that were wasted by the Bills. Let's say they get another field goal or they put another touchdown on the board. In addition to the turnover problem, how do I explain part of Buffalo's messy first 10 weeks? They have somehow turned into this extremely slow starter. They're allergic to scoring in the first quarter. They break out in hives when we talk about them scoring in the first quarter. And so they trade interceptions for points, fumbles for points, empty possessions. And as good as this team can be, there is no team in the NFL, not even the defending champion Chiefs, who can get away with being this sloppy and loosey-goosey with the football all the time. Correct me if I'm wrong, but didn't the Broncos just beat the Chiefs because they had five turnovers in the game? I could be mixing my games, but the Broncos did just beat Kansas City. And in a recent game, the Chiefs had five turnovers. They also get fast and loose with the football. And so they have lost a couple of games in which they did not take care of it. You want to use a different sport? How about the Golden State Warriors? They've got this style of play that's so fun and dynamic, but sometimes, because they're right there on the edge, because sometimes they just get too careless with the football. Ha ha, the football. The basketball. They get too careless with the rock. I should have said the rock. And those turnovers bite them in the ass. I don't care how good you are. Whether you're Josh Allen, whether you're Tom Brady, whether you're Josh Dobbs, you cannot consistently turn the football over and expect that because you're handsome and accomplished and rich, it's going to overcome those problems. It doesn't work that way. Not in the football, the arena of football where, especially in the NFL, where every team has got such talented players and where the margin for error is really slim. So three turnovers in the first half, three wasted possessions, six Denver points. And that was just the beginning. So after the break, we'll get to that second half and really the final minute that comes from the category of you just can't make this stuff up. So on Twitter, After Hours CBS, you can vote for Monday MVP. Also on our Facebook page, Ross Tucker coming up top of next hour. And I just need to know, how do you explain Buffalo? That rhymed, but it was not intentional. I need to know, how do you explain Buffalo?
Get the best workout with the best-kept secret in fitness. Hydro, the state-of-the-art at-home rower. Hydro engages 86% of your muscles, delivering the ultimate full-body workout in just 20 minutes. From advanced to beginner, Hydro has over 4,000 classes that are shot all over the world and are taught by Olympians and world-class athletes. For a 30-day risk-free trial with free standard shipping, go to Hydro.com and use code FIT500 to save up to $500. That's HYDROW.com, code FIT500.
Well, well, well. Shopping for a car?
Yep. Carvana made financing a car as smooth as can be.
Oh, yeah?
I got pre-qualified instantly and had real terms personalized just for me.
Doesn't get much smoother than that.
Well, I got to browse thousands of car options on Carvana, all within my budget.
Doesn't get much smoother than that.
It does. I actually wanted a car that seemed out of my range, but I was able to add a cosigner and found my dream car.
It doesn't get much...
Oh, it gets smoother. It's getting delivered tomorrow.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to get pre-qualified today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Ew, gotta get rid of this old Backstreet Boys t-shirt.
Tell me why.
Because it stinks, boys.
Tell me why.
I've washed it so many times, but the odor won't come out.
Tell me why.
No, you tell me why I can't get rid of this odor.
Have you tried Downy Rinse and Refresh? It doesn't just cover up odors. It helps remove them.
Wow, it worked, guys.
Yeah.
Downy Rinse and Refresh removes more odor in one wash than the leading value detergent in three washes. Find it wherever you buy laundry products.
I'm such a weirdo. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio.
You are listening to the After Hours podcast.
Here's the snap. Another give to Murray. And right down Broadway and into the end zone. Big Latavius in for a 3-yard touchdown run. And finally, the drought is broken here after another lull of play by the offense. And the Bills have a chance to tie it here at 15 on the extra point.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
Midway through the third quarter, it looked like the Buffalo Bills had erased all of the miscues and mishaps and mistakes from the first half. And they were going to snatch victory from the jaws of defeat, or at least they were going to do what they know how to do, which is find another gear. And I suppose they did. You can say that they did, as you hear the call there on Bills radio. The Latavius Murray touchdown came after the Denver Broncos committed their own turnover, a Cortland Sutton fumble, and they're back to even. All that. They had to be thinking, wow, we dodged a bullet with all those turnovers in the first half, but we've got the home crowd. We're back to even. We've got the better quarterback. Blah, blah, blah. Not so fast. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. Yeah, there was so much more to come.
Bills quickly to the line of scrimmage. P.J. Locke injured, out for the rest of the game. Off to James Cook. It looked like he fumbled the football. He did fumble the ball, and I think Denver's got it. He looked like he had it, regained it, and then lost it again, and the Broncos have the ball again in Buffalo territory.
At this point, I wanted to bang my head against the wall. I'm not sure what's more frustrating, and I actually put this on Twitter, and a lot of people responded. It was more rhetorical, but I am interested and intrigued by your answers. What is more frustrating? The Bills' turnover problem? Because it's undisciplined. These are not turnovers that, well, the majority of them are not turnovers that you take because you're going for it, or you're being aggressive, or you're trying something new and it didn't work. These are just dumb. And in this case, I don't know how there's a missed handoff, how that handoff gets botched. But it does. It shouldn't happen between two teammates who've worked together. It shouldn't happen from Josh Allen. It's just being careless. Careless with the football and careless with the possession. So I'm not sure what's more frustrating, that the Bills' turnover problem that continues to plague them, or the Broncos' inability to capitalize on the takeaways. Because right after that, the Broncos go 3-and-out. So once again, the Bills dodge a major bullet. Their fourth turnover of the game, and the Broncos only have 6 points off those turnovers. I thought there's no way Denver wins this game after that. You squandered so many opportunities. You essentially blew your chance because you had all these extra possessions and did almost nothing with them. Not a single touchdown, only 2 field goals off 4 turnovers. Except there was still time to go, of course, and it's football. And when you think you know, you don't know. Fourth quarter is where it got real interesting. Denver goes on a 12-play march. I'm using that word tongue-in-cheek. A 12-play march that goes all of 54 yards. 7 minutes and 15 seconds, and they go 54 yards. Oy, that's not necessarily an indicator of a fluid and smooth and flowing offense. But ultimately, they end up with a touchdown. They needed that. Finally got a touchdown. Javonte Williams, welcome back to him. Had the torn ACL last year. Is able to haul in the short pass from Russell Wilson and get into the end zone. So now Denver is back up 21-15. The two-point conversion failed. They had missed an extra point earlier, so the two-point conversion, that failed. Or they were trying to make up for it. They didn't get in. So it's only a six-point deficit. And I'm not surprised that Buffalo had a sense of urgency. I'm not surprised that Buffalo was able to, it wasn't quite a two-minute drill, but was able to go the 75 yards in the 3 minutes and recognize the time is now.
Two receivers to the right, one to the left. We're here with 2 minutes to go. Here's the snap, fakes the handoff. Allen looking for the end zone, gonna run it to the left pylon. Touchdown, Buffalo! Josh Allen uses those big daddy long legs.
Oh, yes. Yes, he did. That was a little abrupt. I guess we didn't need to hear whatever came after that. But mostly, Josh Allen got into the end zone. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence here
big
on CBS
Daddy
Sports
Long
Radio.
Legs.
That was it. That was all that Chris Brown wanted to say. On Bills Radio. That pretty much sums it up. So now you've got the Bills ahead. They're ahead 22-21. Inside of 2 minutes to go. Oy. The Broncos get the football. And first, they face a third down, a third and six. That's the first major hurdle. And Russell Wilson is able to complete a pass to Samaje Perine for 8 yards. First down, 47 seconds to go. Their next third down, actually, we can't skip the second down. The second down, he's sacked. Big play by the Buffalo defense is so injured. In fact, it's kind of strange that it's the defensive side of the ball that was playing better when they've lost a couple of very key pieces. So yeah, big sack. With 40 seconds left, pushes Denver back to a third and 10. And as Russell Wilson goes over the top, just kind of lobs the ball up to Jerry Jeudy, there's a defensive pass interference call. 28 yards. Ouch. For Buffalo, that hurt badly. And so the Broncos get a first and 10. Inside the red zone. Now they're well into field goal range. They want to run some clock out. So Russell Wilson kneels not once, not twice, but three times. Buffalo can't stop the clock now, but weirdly enough, neither can Denver. It's just so odd. It's like a fire drill. Or it's a Chinese fire drill. Marco Belletti, did you ever do a Chinese fire drill when you were younger and crazier?
Mm-mm.
No. You never done one?
No. I know what they are, but no.
Oh, fantastic. My friends and I used to do them. This is high school and college. We used to do them at streetlights, stoplights, all the time. This is what it reminded me of. It reminded me of a Chinese fire drill. And really nutso. It's better that you hear Kevin Harlan describe it.
They set up right now for a 41-yard field goal. Clock at 7, the ball put down, the kick is up, and the kick is no good. He misses wide right. He misses wide right. But there was a flag on the play.
12 men on defense. 5-yard penalty. Still fourth down.
Oh, my goodness, on the Bills, the penalty. They'll get another try. Denver will get another try. 12 men on the field.
What is going on right now?
Oh. Ross Tucker will join us at the top of the hour as he's en route home after Monday Night Football. Long drive for him. I heard a conversation that Kevin and Ross had with Javonte Williams after the game was over. He saw the first field goal go wide right and thought they lost. Didn't even realize there was a flag on the play. But yes, there was. So first, the Broncos engage in a Chinese fire drill where they run their defense off and their kicking unit on, and lost in the craziness and the fray. Well, clearly one guy got lost, didn't get off the field in time, and there's a flag thrown for too many men, too many Buffalo men, too many Bills, would have been easier on the play. I suppose it worked then. If not that Sean Payton was looking for a flag, but the whole idea a lot of times, and you're trying to run as much time off the clock, I know that's one of the goals, but a lot of times when you have those types of plays where you're running guys on and off, it's in large part to catch the other team either sleeping or at a disadvantage.
I would love to agree with you, but because you make a stupid mistake and your opponent is incompetent, I'm not giving you credit for that.
No, I agree. I'm just saying, and sometimes that's what it's for, is this Chinese fire drill type of thing, is to try to catch the defense, or in this case, special teams.
Yeah, but I mean, they didn't really catch them off guard. Everybody knew exactly what they were going to do. And worse, Nobody was running off the field for Buffalo. All 12 of them were on the field, all trying to block the kick.
So, yes, we have many versions of the final moment, but we will give you the Denver version because the Broncos earned this one.
This ball spotted far hash at the 26, an attempt of 36 yards for the win. Lutz kicks it on the way, and it is good! The Broncos can celebrate because they have come to Buffalo and upset the Bills by a final score of 24-22.
That's the call with Dave Logan on Broncos Radio. We will hear from Denver because the Broncos deserve credit. We talk about other teams winning ugly, the Browns, for instance. But a win is a win is a win is a win. And do you remember when they got blown out by 50 points against Miami? Since then, Denver's won 4 of 6 and 3 in a row. So the Broncos deserve credit. As wacky as Sean Payton can be sometimes, the man can coach. As egotistical and arrogant as Sean Payton can be sometimes, the man can coach. When you have a huge ego and you can back it up, it's one thing. If you're Josh McDaniels and you just have a huge ego, well, then it's a complete nether. But Sean Payton can actually do it. So we will get the Broncos' perspective because they deserve that. But the opposite is true for Buffalo. They've dropped 4 of 6. And so to hear what they have to say, I think is probably what more listeners want. So Sean McDermott in the moment reacting to 12 men on the field and a flag that gave the Broncos another opportunity.
We practiced 2 or 3 times that this week, the substitution from dime to field goal block. And at the end of the day, we didn't execute it. So it's inexcusable.
It sucks. Shouldn't have been in that position in the first place. A lot of bad football. A lot of bad football.
Sean McDermott calls it inexcusable. Josh Allen says it's a lot of bad football. But he's right. They should never have been in that position in the first place. I mean, they were, I don't want to say lucky because I don't really believe in luck. They were fortunate to be in that situation because they turned the ball over 4 times and had only given up 6 points. So the defense, a lot of credit goes to the Buffalo defense for keeping them in it. But yeah, they never should have been in that position in the first place. Bad defensive pass interference call. And then obviously the 12 men on the field and the fact that they practice that very thing, according to Sean McDermott. And of course they do. Every NFL team runs through these scenarios every single week so that the team is prepared. At least if they're a good team or good coaching staff. So the Bills are now 5-5, and there is more to say. That's for sure. Have not missed the playoffs since 2018. They're expected to be not just an AFC contender, but a candidate to get back to the Super Bowl, or they were. It's not impossible. Nothing's impossible in the NFL, but it would be an epic rally if they did extend their run of titles in the AFC East and, I mean, even now get into the playoffs. Again, not impossible, but it's bleak. So my show question is on Twitter, A-Law Radio. How do you explain the Bills this season?
Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken care of. It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
Shop and save 40% site-wide plus doorbuster deals at Blinds.com's Black Friday early access sale happening now. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Commuting to work again? Welcome back. Just breathe and remember, you got this. And the all-new Hyundai Kona is there to help. Class-leading interior space means you can stretch out. Intuitive tech like remote smart parking assist makes parking stress-free. And complimentary BlueLink Plus allows you to set the climate controls remotely. Learn more about the all-new Kona and your best commute ever at HyundaiUSA.com. Call 562-314-4603 for complete details.
Maybe Marco can help us with that next hour.
You are listening to the After Hours Podcast.
So now you're 5 yards closer. It's a 36-yard field goal from the right hash. Kick is up, and it is good. At the gun, the Denver Broncos have won here in Buffalo for the first time since 2007, when they also won on a last-second field goal to win 15-14.
Off the field, on the money, and after hours, it's time to talk football with Amy Lawrence.
I have put the question out there on Twitter, A-Law Radio. How do you explain the Bills this season? And here's one response I got. Heather says, how much time you got? And actually, looking at her bio, she's a reporter and anchor for News 4 Buffalo in the sports department. So it makes sense that she would have a lot to say. Heather, please let us know what you think. Rob, being there tonight, ew, that's all I can say. That's the season. The stretch coming Nets, Jets, and the Big Three. This season is a disaster. Now, he goes on. This is Rob's assessment. Ken Dorsey needs to go. Josh needs to be let off his leash. Interesting. Yes, there is an injury risk, but if you can't even make the playoffs, dot, dot, dot. Another tweet just coming in. Again, A-Law Radio. How do you explain the Bills this season? In all caps, flabbergasting. Yeah, that's the part that doesn't make sense to me. I know that injuries happen, and on the defensive side of the ball, you would expect that they would have taken a step back, and maybe they have in some cases. But tonight, they finally run the ball for nearly 200 yards. They end up limiting the Broncos in terms of their ability to capitalize on the mistakes. There aren't as many points off turnovers as they could have been. They come all the way back, not just to tie the game at 15, but then to take the lead, and still they lose on some inexplicable mistakes. The Broncos had double the number of penalties. But ultimately, it's what you do with those mistakes, right? Here's another stat that jumps out. And again, this is because of the lost possessions. What could have been for Buffalo? The time of possession, this is on their own field. The time of possession plus 15 minutes for Denver. She just kept giving away the ball. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. Again, top of the hour, Russ Tucker, who was partnered up with Kevin Harlan tonight on the Westwood One radio call. What about those turnovers, Sean McDermott? How do you explain them?
You can't turn the ball over, period, let alone four times, and field position can't start at the minus 40 or whatever it was, minus 41. That's not good enough.
Haven't heard anything specific from Josh Allen on the turnovers, but he continues to say, you can't do it. It starts with me. I've got to be better. This may be sacrilegious, but isn't that exactly what Zach Wilson is saying in New York? I expect more of Josh Allen. I really do. And I'm sure there are a lot of people who do. I'm stunned by the way he's playing. I know that you accept some turnovers from him because he's a go big or go home quarterback. And most of the time he's big, not home. But they're just careless. Not all his fault. Gabe Davis has a ball go right off his fingertips. Gets the trajectory gets changed. And that leads to the initial interception. But some of these are mistakes from him. Airmailing, deep shots, not making the smart play. Too often going after sexy and adventurous and risque and not making the smart play. But he's a veteran quarterback and he's a smart guy. And I don't know why he doesn't fix it. I don't expect him to be conservative, but at the very least, to be smart. To think about it. Not act first, think later. It's After Hours on our Facebook page as well. We can put the question up there. But I just want to know how you explain these Buffalo Bills. We know he's not happy. Certainly wants the offense to get back on track, but now they're sitting at 5-5.
I'm still confident, but it's no secret the clock's ticking, you know. Gotta have some urgency now.
What leaves you still confident in the offense after it's been so many weeks of kind of the same story here?
Because we've done it before.
How do we respond to these moments? The lows are so devastatingly low in this league. It's not safe to say that this is a pretty devastating low right now. But I do think that this is when the good teams come together. Have each other's back, man. I mean, listen, this is not what we're looking for by any means, but we have to have each other's back. And it's put to the test right now, and we'll go from there.
That's Mitch Morse, the offensive lineman. True story, offensive linemen are often the smartest guys on the field. You don't hear from them quite as much, but in fact, it used to be that it was sacrilegious for offensive linemen to speak. Not anymore in this day and age of all access. But here's the question. Are they actually a good team? He says that's what good teams do. They respond. They dig down deep. They respond to adversity with character, determination, commitment, extra motivation. They go above and beyond until they get it right. Is that still the Bills? Because right now, they're sitting at 500. It could go either way. As for the Broncos, they're still below 500. But man, they feel a whole lot better about themselves now. They've won 3 in a row and 4 of their last 6 with Russell Wilson playing more like a veteran.
I think Coach Payton has done a great job of, you know, changing this culture and really impacting us as, you know, as players. The whole coaching staff has been amazing. You know, we're in this thing together. You know, we're battling together. We're fighting together. And, you know, we believe in us. You know, and I know Broncos country believes in us, too.
No, Broncos country, let's ride. Or maybe that was at the end of the press conference. Yeah, the season looked pretty bleak early on. And it actually just seemed like it picked up where last season left off, except they've turned the ship around.
It's the NFL. I mean, you credit these guys. You know, there's a little toughness to this league. You know, I keep saying it. There's that fine line between a groove and a rut. You know, and you gotta bow up a little bit, and you gotta demand it of each other at practice during the week. You know, you win during the week, and I felt like we've been practicing during the week better, a lot better. And if you do that, you demand that of each other, then Sundays become a little bit less chaotic.
Oh, no, I think it was still pretty chaotic. No, wasn't that chaos at the end? Sean Payton and Russell Wilson. Not sure if you know this, but Justin Simmons is now the longest tenured Bronco. This is season number 8 for him. Incredible safety. He's been an all-pro. He's been a pro bowler. Longest tenured Denver Bronco. Most of the roster has turned over, not to mention the coaching staff, multiple times. So speaking of chaos, what about that chaos at the end and the Broncos pulling out a win?
I freaked out. I went to go grab my helmet, went to go celebrate with Will, but then saw half our whole team was surrounding him. I said, well, I'm not going to get in there. And just went around and, you know, shook a couple of guys' hands that I'm close with and that I look up to and admire, you know. And so it just feels so good to win, man. I'm just sitting here thinking about the adversity that we hit and, you know, how everyone kind of answered the bell there and just proud of this team.
So good for Denver. It's been a long time and they're still not above 500. So no mistaking. We're not talking about them as a winning football team. And they will forever be the footnote, the answer to a trivia question, I suppose. Who got blown out on the day Miami put up 70? But since then, 4 games out of their 6 have been W's, and they've won 3 in a row. And if you look at their schedule, it's not like they've been easy. Packers is one thing because we know what the Packers are this season. But they beat the Chiefs 2 weeks after losing to them. That game took place in Denver and now on the road at Highmark Stadium in Buffalo, where it's one of the toughest places in the NFL to play. Typically, I don't know, the atmosphere didn't seem quite the same. I guess the 3 turnovers in the first half maybe put a damper. So find me on Twitter, ALawRadio. Vote for Monday MVP as well. But how do you explain the Bills? Ross Tucker is next here on CBS Sports Radio.
This episode is brought to you by FX's A Murder at the End of the World, starring Emma Corrin, Clive Owen, and Britt Marling. Emma plays Darby Hart, a sleuth and tech-savvy hacker. She joins an exclusive group invited to a retreat. When one of the guests is found dead, Darby must prove it was murder before the killer takes another life. FX's A Murder at the End of the World, now streaming only on Hulu.
This holiday season, ask for concert and comedy tickets. Create your wish list at LiveNation.com. Choose from thousands of the hottest shows, including Chelsea Handler, Doja Cat, Jonas Brothers, New Kids on the Block, Niall Horan, Tim McGraw, and more. Just sign in, add your favorite shows, and send a helpful hint to family and friends. It's never been easier to get what you want. An unforgettable night out with your favorite artists. Create your wish list today at LiveNation.com/wishlist.
Hey, this is Richard Deitch, the host of the Sports Media Podcast. If you're interested in what's happening with all the places where you consume sports, the Sports Media Podcast has you covered. Here's longtime NFL and NBA announcer Ian Eagle.
Would I find this entertaining if I was sitting on the couch watching the game, or would this be a nuisance? Would this get in the way? Does it enhance the enjoyment for the viewer, or at some point are you becoming an annoyance?
Listen on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.